The biologically diverse waterways of the Ohio Valley are home to more than 100 species of freshwater mussels. Each can filter 5 to 10 gallons of water daily, but pollution, land use, and a changing climate threaten their existence. In recent years, many mussels have landed on the endangered species list. Reporter Brittany Patterson spent some time with a veteran biologist in West Virginia who reflects on her 3 decades of protecting mussels.
Janet Clayton is standing thigh deep in a back channel of the Elk River. Clad in a wetsuit and knee pads, the silver-haired biologist with the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources reaches into a bright orange mesh bag submerged in water. Inside are half dozen mussels she plucked from the Rocky River bottom.
This is called a long solid. As it gets older, it gets really long.
Clayton holds an earthy-colored shell, about the size of a computer mouse, in the palm of her hand, and she easily identifies others.
This is a pocketbook, a wavy rayed lamp mussel, kidney shell.
Clayton, a West Virginia native, has studied mussels for about 3 decades. She began her career researching aquatic bugs, but quickly switched gears. Today, she heads West Virginia's mussel program, a program she helped build.
Mussels are very important to the environment.
In addition to filtering water, mussel excrement is a tasty meal for macroinvertebrates and benthic critters. Many mammals enjoy mussels, and they help keep our river bottoms in place. They're also sensitive.
Freshwater mussels are the most endangered group of animals in the country.
Tierra Curry is a Kentucky-based scientist with the Center for Biological Diversity, which advocates for federal protections for mussels and other threatened species. Good water quality is vital to the health of mussels, and humans have not always treated waterways with care. Chemical discharges, excess sediment, and dams all pose challenges to mussels.
So as we don't do a good enough job taking care of our rivers and streams, the freshwater mussels are on the front lines of paying the price for that.
Today, scientists know a lot more about freshwater mussels and how to protect them. And a lot of that, Curry says, has to do with Janet Clayton.
Janet Clayton is a total hero for freshwater mussels.
Working with partners across the Ohio Valley, Clayton developed mussel surveying methods that have been widely adopted. Her team set up 26 long-term monitoring sites, like this one on the Elk River. On this day, 4 divers dropped their mussels at a folding table erected in the stream. Mussels tagged with little silver plastic stickers are measured. Then they're returned to the water. 5 years ago, Clayton and her team pulled hundreds of dead and dying Three Ridge mussels from this river. The cause remains a mystery.
I'm concerned. I'm majorly concerned.
Clayton is retiring next summer and says while in some ways the field has advanced, she fears some waterways will never again be healthy enough to support mussels. And new threats have emerged, like climate change and the growing natural gas industry.
Mussels live for decades in our streams, so they're like the canary in the coal mine. If mussels are dying, which in this case they are, what's in this water that's causing them to die? We need to wake up and pay attention to what's out there.
For now, Clayton is taking every opportunity to spend time in the water, her preferred office. And she says she plans to stick around to train her successor. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in the Elk River, West Virginia.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. For more stories about wildlife and conservation, head to alleghenyfront.org/wildpa.